36 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Midwest Direct Hog markets today are expected to be steady with a weak tone as seasonal pressures mount. Terminals are called steady to $1.50 lower, with top prices from $42.50 to $45. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $42.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,448 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $51.50 to $62.50. The weighted average $60.77, a loss of $1.01 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.71 to $49.82, and the weighted average was $47.59. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,516. The base price range was $51.25 to $63.25. The weighted average, $60.18, a loss of a dollar from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43 to $48.95, and the weighted average was $45.76.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the weather in the Midwest Corn Belt. Not that it matters much for most anymore this season, as most of the crop is harvested. But over the weekend, it was cold, and we did have some rain with and some significant rain at that on Friday evening. And the rainfall in some cases exceeded over a half an inch from central Missouri through southeastern Iowa, northern and central Illinois. Much of Indiana, except for the southeast, parts of southern Wisconsin, and much of southern lower Michigan into central lower Michigan. So that kept conditions wet. Now, farther to the east, in Ohio and Kentucky, rainfall amounts were generally under a quarter of an inch, so the fields will get a chance to dry out a little bit here, so some late season field work can take place. This morning, there are showers on the radar. They're weakening as they push east. Right now, they extend in a narrow band from near Monticello, Indiana, through Lafayette to Park County, right around Rockville, and then southwestward across the Wabash River into Illinois near Lawrenceville and south of there. But not much in the way of rain on the radar this morning. There was a lot more in the regards to rain last night in western Illinois before everything weakened, pushing eastward, and mainly traced to a few hundredths of an inch falling now from the showers across eastern Illinois and across Indiana. The rainfall in some cases exceeded a half an inch overnight in parts of Morgan County, that's where Jacksonville is, southwestward into Greene County, and also it looks like around Brown and Schuyler County, there might have been some showers that exceeded a half an inch. So that's about the only area in our neck of the woods that it was a little bit too wet maybe over the last 24 hours. Now, we do have a wet weather system heading in for Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be stormy, lots of wind and rain, and it looks like fields throughout the lower Midwest are going to get wet again, including eastern areas. So any fields that are not harvested by tomorrow evening are going to be bogged down for some time to come because another rain is coming. And also with the wind, some of that will be rather strong, and that could blow over some stands that are weakened in the wet soils already. Again, most of the harvesting's done, but some of it in the east has been delayed, and where it is delayed, that could be a problem. And that's about it for the Midwest Corn Belt. Now, in the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, there were a few showers late in the weekend in northern sections. They were very light. Amounts were, generally speaking, under 15 hundredths of an inch. Southern areas stayed dry. It doesn't look like there's going to be much rain falling in that area over the next week to 10 days. However, some locations in the northern Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt could get some showers with the next system that will be moving into here Wednesday and Thursday. But a bulk of the wheat country will stay mostly dry, turning a little warmer again this week. In China, it's still looking dry in the North China Plain, so the wheat crop there is stressed. In Australia, there's still some problems with dryness, especially in the southwestern sections. In the southeast, they've had some showers lately, but not enough to reverse the drought. And for parts of Australia, there is now talk that this is the worst drought in 1,000 years, a millennium drought in Australia. So the wheat crop from there is going to be much smaller than usual. Now to corn and beans in South America. It does look like planting weather is going to continue to be good in many areas this week. There will be maybe some showers and thunderstorms later in the week. First, pushing into southern portions of Argentina, and then they'll shift northward into northern growing areas of Argentina and southern Brazil. That would be in the middle to latter part of this week. So some needed rain may finally fall in Brazil and Argentina after what's been a dry period for most growing areas, but that's been beneficial for planting. But now that the crops are planted, they need to start to produce and develop the crops, and with that means rain is needed, and it looks like some is on the way. So right now, most of Argentina and Brazil have favorable growing conditions. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.05 3/4, down 3 last trade up 5. March 5.20 1/2, down 3 3/4, last trade up 4 1/4. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 4.79, down 1 1/2, last trade up 3 1/4. March 4.99 1/2, down 1 1/2, last trade up 1 1/2. July 4.65 1/2, down 1 1/2, last trade up 4 1/4. December corn opened at 3.41, down 2 1/4, last trade up 6 3/4. March 3.57 3/4, down 1 3/4, last trade up 7. July 3.68 3/4, down 1 1/4, last trade up 7 1/4. Red line December 3.43 1/4, down 1 1/2, last trade up 4 3/4. November beans opened at 6.53 3/4, up 2 1/2, last trade up 6 1/4. January 6.61, down 1 1/2, last trade up 8 1/2. July 6.89 3/4, down 3 1/4, last trade up 7. December soybean meal opened at 194.50, down $1, last trade up 2.30. December soybean oil opened at 27.55, down 14, last trade up 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
It was a fairly interesting overnight session. December corn came with about a penny of its recent lows, and then it made this turnaround, filled Friday's gap above 350, and was at one point as much as 9 cents above Friday's close. Why?
Well, there's really not much new news out here. Actually, the only fundamental news that I can really find that's of any meaningful implication on the markets is China has decided that they're going to issue some export license out there, which probably is going to amount to the USDA being all over it at 4 million metric tons at least. So they might come up with another 1 to 2 million metric tons for sale out here, due to their crop being a little bit better than what I think people expect.
Well, we just went ahead and lost Brian. We'll go ahead and take a look at some more corn futures action on the day session open auction technical charts. Bulls still have the technical advantage in corn. The next upside price objective is closing prices above technical resistance at 350 per bushel. And the bears' next downturn low near-term price objective is closing prices below solid support at 334. In the soybean market, it's been called on DTN to open 6 to 8 cents higher today on spillover strength from corn. And a quiet news front is expected to keep the market moving in tandem with the corn futures. While the technical features remain a key ingredient, traders say recent declines provided enough consolidation and speculative buyers will be likely to reemerge on corn price strength. Over in the wheat futures, they're expected to start today's session firmer on higher overnight trade and support from stronger corn prices. Benchmark Chicago Board of Trade December wheat is called to open 2 to 4 cents a bushel firmer today. Bulls are still looking for new export business, however, and there was no fresh export news out over the weekend. Chicago Board of Trade floor trader noted Chicago Board of Trade December prices dipped lower during the overnight session before bouncing higher. That trader says that action indicated that trading during the day's session may be two-sided. A key factor in smaller global wheat supplies has, of course, been the drought over in Australia. And this morning we had analysts in Australia lowering their estimate of the current crop. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.